It's the Morning Drive with Mike, Zeke, and Jillian. Thomas Rhett just sat down. We have a book in front of us called 3,000 Questions About Me.
And this is funny. All you got to do is open it up and just randomly point to a question and read it. Go ahead.
When you make a decision, do you stick with it or go back and forth? I go back and forth.
Yes.
I'm a second-guessing human being.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of songwriters aren't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking.
That's why I co-write. I need to be affirmed. I need to be affirmed.
Is that an overthinker thing, too? Are you an overthinker?
Yes.
Would you consider that? Yeah.
Yeah, but I will say that I was telling somebody this the other day. I just turned 29, like, last week.
Yeah.
And I haven't felt a shift in age since I was 20 to 21. Until I got to 29.
Right.
I feel like a lot of the things that I cared about a lot, I don't care about as much. Mm-hmm. And the things I didn't care about a lot, I care about more.
Mm-hmm.
Things are starting to kind of slide off me like a duck a little bit more these days, which
is... Your kids have something to do with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They just make things feel... It's not that the word is not as important, but they are so important that it's like other things are kind of
second else
tier.
Is under, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's a whole other
now,
game.
When I turned 29 2 years ago.
Yeah,
no.
I feel you, dude. Let's go.
Yes. Well.
All right. Maybe it's been a few. But yeah, 29 is a big age.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It's like setting you up for 30, you know?
Mm-hmm. And did you ever think you would feel the way you feel now when you were 21?
No.
No.
See? Yeah. Not in a million years.
Right.
No.
Do you got anything planned for the big 30th birthday coming up next year? Like, what's
yes.
the plan?
Yes, I'm going to take my best buds from college and high school. We're going to go on a fly fishing trip in Montana.
Whoa!
I just got pretty knee deep into fly fishing, and so
what?
I saw that.
What kind of bait do you use to get flies?
Still learning. I literally did it for the first time when my wife and I were out of the country, and literally for my birthday, my wife got me waders and like a bait pack and all this kind of stuff. But it's like little flies that have little feathers on them that, you know, fly fishing. I never understood that it was actually fishing with flies.
Yeah, right.
No.
But I'm so excited. We might not catch any fish, but we'll drink all the beer. So
that's okay. That's
so
all right.
You have to be in the river. It's a river thing, right?
Yes. You can fly fish anywhere. You can fly fish saltwater, lakes, or whatever, but mostly like fishing for trout in the river.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you trout? Fishing. You like trout?
Love it.
Do you?
Yeah. You like winning awards?
I'd love that, too.
Because, I mean, there's a big one coming up tomorrow. Male vocalist.
I know. It's exciting and terrifying. Yeah.
I know.
Now,
yeah.
Are you ready? If you win, hopefully you will.
Yeah.
Do you know exactly what you're going to say?
No, I never do. If I were to write something down, I'd put it in my pocket and then never pull it out, you know? I do better when I wing stuff.
We talked to, I don't know if you would consider him your boss, but one of your bosses, right?
Yeah, Scotty B. Scott Borchetta.
Oh, Scotty B. Mm-hmm.
And we asked him about that, actually. Not about you, but just about his artists. Like, if they're up for an award, do you talk with them about when you're up, if you win, if you're up there, say this, don't say this. And he said you're supposed to be practicing.
That's what he said. He goes in front of the mirror, they're supposed to be practicing.
He shakes his head no. He doesn't
know. So does that mean he's lying or you just are in defiance?
No, I think that he would just rather.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Because I think, like, when I get up there, like when I have won awards in the past, I always forget names. But I think if you only did names, that would be your whole speech.
Right.
Yep.
And I feel like you can thank those people after or write them a great letter or send them a bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
But I think that when you win an award, I think that fans want to know where the inspiration came from and who got you there. And and for me, that's the Lord and my family and George Briner. So
you know what? That's my view. That's so weird.
In that progression,
When I have good service at a restaurant, I always thank George Briner.
Exactly.
We're excited about the new single. We're excited.
Thank you so much.
Everything going on with you. We hope you win the award from.
Thanks. I'm pumped to come play in Kansas City, dude.
I know, September 12th.
It's gonna be so fun. I remember on the Chesney tour last year. Like y'all are loud folks.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all are a rowdy bunch.
And we love you.
Well, I appreciate that. So
thanks a lot, guys. Thanks so much.